This is Chesil Beach, stretching 17 miles from Weymouth to Bridpool.
And there he is now. The men are rowing ashore now, full of hope for the future. Will they or won't they?
Lawn or long end, big sea bunt, yark to mend nets, quid or squid or cuttlefish, cod end, a joey, small mackerel undersize, heaving line, the weighted block with the rope thrown ashore from the boat, little sea, fleet lagoon, lakes. The wazer look out for approaching shoals of mackerel. Loat, section of net sewn together to form the seine.
Into memory sea we dive with mackerel shoals. Beach pulls us back, undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Seiners, what once you were, we meet here now. A time like ours may yet return to sea. So sing us of boats and gear and nets. Teach us of tides and depths and skills. For as long as we remember you here along this coast, what once you were brings us hope. Underwater, coming to meet us the shoals, mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring. All the banners of bluefin, all the banners of the mystery ocean. A boat comes towards us to meet us, a trow, piled high with fish boxes, lately wriggling fish, oars swung wide. As Canada geese, swans and little terns paddle, eelgrass, tasselweed, reed beds, our coming together awakes their desire to return again to the time when we all soused, pickled, fried, barreled, cured. But we're going to have to work hard to remember what it took to survive, how villages here worked all day long, morning to night just to get by, sunrise, sunset, and then we'll launch into the blues of time on a Dorset Lerret. And there's a ghost boat along the coast who calls across. I'll hand you down my story to share, but won't you hand me over your songs of longing to keep my heart afloat in this resin? A fisherman in Chickrell hears this, replies, 70 years true to you, beach, and I'll not move away again. My brother and sister live round the corner from where we grew up. I've just moved back. But here's the thing, I worry, who will look after my hut when I'm gone? That's what it is. And up Portland Way, a fisherman says, weem the blood and them the water. That's what the old ones used to say to us when we was nippers. Weem the blood and them the water. But when I think about them all gone, I feel a little bit wobbly. Song of longing, is that what you wanted? Beach pulls us back, undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Out in the Atlantic, a wave sighs, rides a 2,000-mile fetch and lands at the feet of a fisherman on this coast who sees it and says, song of longing, here's mine. I went to beach when I was very young. Looking back, The older crews taught us the ways of life. It was the making of me out there in the elements on my own. I used to be strong, you know, never cowed down to anyone. And that's what my uncle, the same captain, instilled into us. But when you think back, I mean, they're nearly all gone now. People don't realize just how much hard physical work it was, the fishing. Dangerous occupation. We risked our lives in a way, but there was money to be made, and we knew the ways of beach. Beach pulled us back, and my Uncle Chum, born in 1907, told me this story. Uncle Chum, aged 8, takes a basket as big as him down to his uncle's, Edwardians. They're on Cogden Beach and they're waiting for the run of the night swimming herring. Uncle Chum, aged 8, all on his own, carries the basket down from Punnell, down Donkey Lane through to Swire, down Bull Lane, and then down the Green Lane, where 100 years before him, seiners, smugglers had stashed their free trade goods in hedges. Seiners, what once you were, this is our story again. And underwater, the shoals coming to meet us. Mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring. All the banners of blue fin, all the banners of the mystery ocean, here they come. Swim shards worm, flash, me laddies, swoosh, Lord, he waves us. Weighs us up, run to the beach for them, shove out the boats. Scush, scud, shoal thrum, away. Mackerel, your bones now rest in tips and composts. Where did you go? And I've heard a story from 1901 in the Pilchard Palace heyday before the First World War, that the women of Sen and Cove were often locked in a stone store to stop them from seeing the straying shoal when the hua made heiva, which is the cry of the fish in case their witchy ways might curse the catch. But times have changed, yes. Times have changed, and we are all in this room going to call them out of the stone store and welcome them back together. Are you up for that? We're going to shout Heiva 3 times together. So, okay? And we're going to go. Heiva! Let's get them out. And again, Heiva! One more time. Heiva! Phew! Thank you. And out they come. And it's just as well, because in 1904, 6 million pilchards are caught in just one landing in one day in St. Ives Bay. The pilchards disappeared soon after and were not seen again for a very long time. Fish, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But what was it like? What was it really like? Cock crows. Here comes Lawrence. Rise, sun. Everyone up fishing at 4 a.m. those long summer days. 3 or 4 shots of the seine before work. And then off to the boatyards, the docks, digging ditches on farms. Back after shifts as the tea time crew. A couple more shots of the seine. And then, heaving, shifting, lifting tons of fish to and fro the merchant truck until midnight, however long it takes. Racing home, elated, those wages. And we remember the boats, the seiners, the lerrets, the luggers, the trows. The mackerel drivers, the pilchard drivers, we remember pleasure, blessing, dauntless, Chesil Queen, Agnes, Vera, band of hope, peace and plenty. We remember comet, mystery, onward, fury, sane boats and so many more behind them, each with a crew and at least two families, relying on the catch to survive the winter. Water lily, fastest lugger ever built in Cornwall. Barnabas, SS634 down in the bay, named for a hymn. Will our anchors hold in the storms of life? Sailors, tell us how it was, how it is, and how it will be. Will our anchors drift or firm remain? And there's a salmon, sane fisherman, on a riverbank not so very far away from here. And he's singing his song of longing. My seine net wall is barked, stained brown, a long stock mesh with two rope arms. We row and row and land with luck. We work the tides. The net is short. Our gear and nets might cost $2,000. Everyone sees us, prep comes down, our license kept, so the tourists see us work the water in our seines. But oh my love, my love, my love is weighed in nets and reds, survivor jumps from brine to fresh. Her body drives her storm-fueled push. I walk and wait each day to watch the rush, the run, the upstream push, the rudd, the straying shoal, the urge. Something way beyond us, isn't it? A power plugged to memory sea, a power plugged to a cosmic battery, roiled to the source, the earth cord in harmony with everything, which is where you belong, home. Salmon, my love, she fasts first, her wild thirst pulls the moontide river close, flies up the water, tons push against her, just to lay her eggs under a special stone. And in the old photographs, a fisherman is mending his nets. Centuries ago, and yet he looks at us and speaks direct and says, nothing is real, nothing is as it seems. Although when you look back, isn't everything like a dream? A swirl of cop seals, a race to the horizon line, a quest, an obsession that lasts a summer, a lifetime, what, 20, 30, 300 years? And what I used to say still applies. Fish come in before the blow. Fine weather, no fish, everything in its season. Corn up in shock. Fish into rock, we'll survive or fail together this winter. But out there, a shimmer of bellies, our bow splits the shoal like fireworks going off. Mouths open, hungry, fast, alive. And the mackerel backs, They're like blue-green darts in clear water, riding in the guts of the sea. Waiting for this. We've all been waiting for this. Pull, click, push. And if you ask me, I'd say I'd have it all again in a heartbeat. That's my brother, my uncle, my cousins, my friends. Back when we were together again. Give me an oar and I will bend the blues of time to return to them. Mackerel hears all of this and smiles. Song of longing, let us be yours. Mackerel says, I wish you could have seen us ride the waves. I wish you could have seen us drive on through. I wish you could have seen us swim down deep into the blue. Mackerel says, beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift. Do you think we don't know about all of this? So when the time comes, stick with me, follow me, Mackerel says. I'm on the outer edge of the shoal. My marks will show you the way. See how we jump the drag. Diamond cut light beams like lightning shoalmates. We're mackerel, we're salmon, we're pilchards, we're sprats, we're the night swimming herring in darkness. We're conger, tuna, scad. Numerous, strong we are, many we are, hungry, fast, alive. Where all this began, mackerel laughs. Haven't you listened? When beach pulls you back, you surrender to the call. And a fisherman tells me, Sarah, not to forget where all this began. Paints me a mackerel from memory, 60 years fresh. So alive, it slides right off the page. And while he daydreams a bumper catch, he warns me, says, memory is just two generations deep. Mind you remember that. Sunrise, sunset. Sainers, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But this was all a long, long time ago. On a beach, on a bay, on a boat, on a river, and I say, come mackerel, come salmon, come pilchards, come sprats, come night swimming herring in darkness, come conger, tuna, scad. We are waiting for you. We're keeping watch again, and we are waiting for you because it always mattered to be tuned into seasons. An uncle, a wizened character once in the Navy, wakes into shadows, waddles in long johns, pours himself a tea thick and cold. It's great Uncle George. He spits, steps into boots and trousers stiff with salt. Flat cap, snuff, onion from the larder shelf. Drags a shipshore tree across the stone floor, shoves it into the grate, coaxes the fire alive, and then whispers upstairs to his wife, Aunt May, I'm going out fishing, my love. I might be home late. I'll be home very late. Rowing to you. We are rowing to you, great Uncle George and Aunt May. Two aunts in headscarves, Jill and Bet. Bet says, I've never been afraid, not while Uncle Ashley calls the wave. He shouts, pull, and we're off like a rocket, and there's nothing to stop us. But I've never seen another girl with hands like these, calluses. Our stomachs are like washboards. Coast guards, there's no one else around except the swan herd and the boats on their chains. Uncle George at midnight halts at the cottage door and then goes into the lugger inn next door. Old Horse stands him a drink and they tell tales of the day with ale froth laced across their beards. Bernard does an impression of a dying swan on the beach and everyone claps and cheers and someone helps him onto his feet. Uncle George, way past midnight, nearer to dawn, arrives back at the cottage door. And one day, towards the very end, he'll see the fish coming at him again in one last glory frenzy. A silver flash, a dream, a haze. Bet wakes into shadows and there's someone on the end of her bed, a ghost fisherwoman, Nancy, who says, "Did you think you were the first, my dear? Oh, you're not the first by a long way, no. We've been fishing so many years, but isn't it so that when you get home, you can barely put one foot in front of the other, boots off and bed? And what about those bachelors set in their ways? And isn't it still the same that we're as different to our fathers as they were to theirs?" Nancy sighs, fades. The moon replies and says, "From up here I see everything, even by day. And when it's rough and the shoals are coming in, the mackerel are like a cloud on the water. And when it's rough and they're coming right up, those mackerel backs, they're like green-blue darts in clear water. And they're riding on up in the guts of the sea, riding on up in the guts of the sea." And in the village hall in Swire, in 1907, the fish for harvest home are strung across the chancel arch. The moon rises, glistens through the stained glass, casts a sweep of shadow across the scales. One mackerel twitches awake, alive, tells its tales of the deep. Ghost mackerel, memory fish, you are welcome here. We are rowing to you, rowing to you. Beach pulls us back, pulls us back. Undertow, ground swell, longshore drift. Dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Beach says, "I know this story from where it began. And I know this story and how it ends. I'm the beach, and I'm calling you now, pulling you back, pulling you back."